Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
On the rocky shore of the peninsula, of which the City of Glass is found on, standing near the burning, exploding wreckage of this airship that had given chase and you have now destroyed, you guys all reconvene. The walls of the City of Glass stand just a little bit to the west. And you can see the translucent city beyond, parts of it broken and shattered. You can hear the sounds echoing, battles echoing from deep within. You can hear the explosions and the barrages of the airships fighting Horizon up above, as well as the ground forces at the front of the City of Glass battling as well. In fact, let's just jump over to... where is it? There it is. We can see you guys are all sort of over here
the
now.
Big map. Yeah. We need to find a way over the wall.
Yeah, so that is going to be a thing. There are no stairs. There are no obvious ways up. Lucius is currently flying, but yeah, that might be something to consider.
Okay. I mean, I can fly. I'm fine. See ya. Bye.
How can you cast fly on three people?
Okay. So, Lucius, if Lucius maintains concentration, Quill flies, Nova, Sentry, Ayla, and Nova, you guys can easily fly over. Do you want to continue flying through the city? Because you have about an hour of flight, which will get you sort of deeper into the city.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, my apologies. In that case, yep. It will probably give you
one square.
Enough time.
Or half
to kind of get into, because each of these squares on the map that you can see is about 2 miles, roughly, very, very vague, very abstract as a point. But yeah, the flying spell, but how, like, because obviously if you fly through the city, you're going to be very visible. So if there are any forces or creatures or whatever in there, they're going to spot you super easily flying through the City of Glass. It's harder to be detected walking through on the ground level because the city is just this transformed, broken glass place. A lot of the reflections get distorted and warped. It's quite hard to see clearly moving through the city itself. Anything flying above it, super easy to notice.
Just as a note, as we all gather, Lucius is just kind of hovering at the top of the wall as everyone else kind of flies up, I assume, to meet. Mm-hmm. And very, very small amount of words are exchanged from Lucius's point of view. So it's more like a, so, all done then.
Explosions
in the distance.
I think so. Lucius, are you okay? I know you're on your own for a second there.
I saw you all disappear in a cloud of darkness and explosions. I'm fine. Are you all right?
Well,
a ship crashed into Sentry.
That did happen, but if it wasn't for Quill, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be here right now. Not that it's giving you any comfort at all. I'm sorry,
not
but
at
that's
all.
Just how it is. We need to find somewhere safe to maybe take a rest and plan what we've got to do next.
How about...
We did see some... Sorry, Lucius. We did see some feral guardians before Sentry when you and Quill were over in the air. We saw some of them.
Yes.
I heard them. I heard guardians as I was flying down to meet you.
That's a point, Sentry, as you guys flew over the wall and maybe distracted by the scenario that just happened in Lucius's words, as you are making your way deeper into the city, those voices, the whispers, the mutterings, the ravings, the screams, all of these, it's like you can hear thousands of voices echoing through the city streets. It's not deafening, but it's hard to ignore. Now that you're here, it's like thousands of voices calling out to you, some of them screaming in rage, in fear, some of them pleading for food, for sustenance, for energy, some of them are just in a sort of deathly sleep. You can feel the presence of a voice that isn't there, that should be. This kind of sensation spreads, grows stronger.
I think Sentry's just gonna suddenly look off, like blank stare in the distance as these voices come in.
Okay, we need to find somewhere inside the city, away from all the other airships, and rest, make a plan. Get away from that whole thing.
Yes.
And just stop for a second.
We've been here before. The glass, it seems to echo the sounds a lot more. We can hear, so be careful touching it. Maybe we fly above the surface, but not directly in the sky, so that we're amongst the buildings at least. Just stay close formation. We'll try and find some place to hide.
Don't forget as well that magic gets a bit strange around here, so I wouldn't want you flying when magic's a bit wonky.
Should we head back to that building that we briefly stopped in and then figure out our next steps?
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
We haven't been
that way. I'll go the wrong way. And then recorrect immediately.
No, this way.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yep, I'll follow Lucius, hoping he knows the way.
Yeah, it's not hard to navigate back. The main thing is, again, are you guys going to try and be stealthy, or are you trying to go fast, or are you just going to go at a normal speed?
I guess we'd be quiet because we'd be flying above the surface, not running on the glass floor, but...
That's certainly how things start out, if that's how you want to start.
And it will remain that way, as stealthy as that. But I'm feeling like regular running speed, right, in terms of flying. It's like being careful.
I have that thing where I can turn invisible every action, so I'll be turning invisible every action. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, as Nova pointed out, within a few minutes of getting deeper into the city, the flying spell, it becomes erratic. Like, your flying speed slows down. Sometimes it almost feels like it drops completely and then it seems to come back. The spell functions, but the longer you keep it active, magic seems to work in quick bursts, but anything that is of a longer duration seems to be struggling to keep functioning. As well as things like you've not tried things like sending spells or divination spells, but you know that you've had trouble sending spells and scrying spells into this place.
Yeah.
For the sake, if everybody can make a stealth check for me, even though you do have the flying, unfortunately it's too erratic to really give you any permanent bonus in this place. Like, you have moments where you can kind of hover over the ground, but then other moments you have to stop and sort of walk on land.
Would 7.
I be able to get anything more from being able to turn invisible, like, with my action?
Yeah, you can definitely have advantage on the stealth check, because you're still going to be making noise, but yeah, being completely invisible is definitely going to assist in this. It's more that it's a group thing as well. It's not just Nova sneaking, it's you know, how the group performs.
Okay. So, I mean, mine's not magical flying, so...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, yeah. It's cool flying above them. But again, even then, flying can still make noise. It can still be seen. You know, you can try and be stealthy, but you're still, it's still an effort to do, right? What were the totals we get, Sentry?
Total. Not good.
14, Quill?
Really? I got a 5.
5, Ayla?
7.
7, Lucius?
6.
Okay. So
I used Nova, all my good rolls in the previous battle. Yeah.
Nova, Healthy I don't even Sentry. Need to ask, necessarily.
I rolled a 17 for people who just, you know...
Yeah, like that's just so you, if you want to know. Unfortunately... Everybody else, there's so much like broken glass, like, and you don't even sometimes see it because the streets, the cobblestones, have been transformed into glass. So sometimes you step and there's a loud crunch that you just didn't expect. You go and like you kind of press yourself up against what you think is a solid-looking wall, and it shatters behind you. And the tinkling, broken sound of glass seems to echo around you. You hear kind of that horrid metal screeching sound that Sentry kind of almost sends a chill through your whole body, that sense of that feral bestial, and it just seems to echo, and you begin to hear things scraping and running and trying to seek you out, as you definitely hear the sounds of feral guardians around. What do you guys want to try and do? Yeah, moving from this place, either you're gonna run into these creatures, or you need to try and find a way to avoid them that isn't just pure stealth, like distract them or use some sort of spell or ability or something like that.
Are there any high places or like high tall buildings?
City of Glass, you know, being a very affluent and it was a very advanced city before the Valkyrian War. So this place has got like tall spires and like manor houses with like, you know, big clock towers and things like that. It's kind of, yeah. This place feels like a mod. It's like, you know, being in like a modern city like London with like huge buildings on either side of you and these wide streets, but everything has been turned into different colors and hues and shades of glass all around you.
Hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking of getting to a high place and trying to zip into one of those super quick and maybe, I don't know, barricade the doors with the glass doors with glass cupboards and glass tables and stuff.
Yeah, it would certainly, you would be able to do it. You're not sure if the others would be able to necessarily get up to those places with the things like that. Because this is longer than 10 minutes as well. At this point, you know, we're sort of like an hour into the
journey. Oh, okay. The fly's gone. Yeah. Okay, well, bad plan.
I can cast invisibility on people, but that's my last bit of magic.
Or we can just run really, really fast.
You could also just try that. You can just try and outrun them. Try and lose them in the city.
I think Lucius...
I might be able to...
Go on, Sentry.
I might be able to help them. I don't know how, but... I could find a way.
Worth a shot.
You guys come to a... Maybe it was once a marketplace, not quite an open plaza, but there are buildings all around the outside, some sort of large statue in the middle, broken sections and buildings, small little pop-ups have been broken around, but it's a fairly open looking space. You'd at least be able to see them coming if you get into the center of this area. They wouldn't be able to surprise you. You've seen the Feral Guardians before, like they can be, because they're almost like pack animals. They can kind of crawl and snake their way through these buildings that can make them dangerous.
Worth a try. I don't know how your power works. We either outrun them or we try and save them or fight them if it doesn't work.
How is everyone feeling? I think you guys took a bit of a beating.
Not great. Sounds are getting louder. You can hear, like, and it's hard because it's echoing. It's distorting the sound of, like, scraping and howling and crawling. There's numerous creatures and they're nearby.
I can draw them in and you can either hide if things go wrong or run.
I would leave
you
exposed.
Not leaving
you,
Sentry. It's either all of us or none of us. We either run or we try this and see what happens. I'm with whatever Sentry wants to do.
I think we need to retreat for now. A ship just landed on us. We can save them later, but I think we need to rest up.
Yep. And Lucius is going to cast Vitriolic Sphere on a 150 feet away tower and try and make it explode.
It won't explode. Well, what would happen? Okay, so we see the sphere kind of shoots out 100 feet away. You find like a
tiny ball, right?
Tower.
That then explodes. So I'm hoping.
And then it hits and it explodes into this, you know, quite large area of acid. Acid, glass. I know, actually, normally glass is resistant to acid, but not in this case. The sphere erupts around and it bubbles and melts, and the bottom corner of this clock tower is eaten away, which causes sections of it to begin to crack and break and fracture, and eventually you hear this like loud
let's go in the opposite direction.
Okay, we're running. We need to get away now then.
Just be quiet about it, but go opposite.
Well, you can't run and be quiet. You either make a choice. You either try and hide or you run and you try and outrun. You can't run and run stealthy. It is running to try and outpace them and get away. Like, hopefully they get tired or they lose you in the city streets, or you try and hide and wait for them to go past and not detect you.
I will cast invisibility on everyone but myself. So I can do it on 1 plus 3. So I think as Lucius makes the decisive action, I'll cast invisibility on everyone and then use my shadow ability to go invisible as well.
Sure. That's not the one where you have to be in shadow. You upgraded it, right? It's now just a you can
turn invisible. No, I upgraded it.
Yeah.
On an action, yeah.
So all of you turn translucent as the city and the environment around you, and you stand still, you stop, seemingly looking around. You can't detect, you can't even see each other. There's nothing to give you away. It's just empty glass. You begin to hear again the fractures and cracks and breaks of this tower that Lucius destroyed, and maybe a few moments you see a pack of about 7, 8 guardians, 2 up on the walls, kind of crawling between broken glass columns, moving in an almost military-like pattern, but they're on all fours. These guardians, you know, these once kind of elegant looking creatures of metal, stone and flowers and vines, the plant sections of them have withered but not died, not like the other corrupted guardians you've seen. These ones just look like flowers or branches that haven't been watered or cared for in some time. Their metal plates completely covered in verdigris and rust, their stone sections broken and crumbled in places, but still active. But their mouths hang open, their eyes scan around in animalistic ways, and they just kind of pick and claw as they move through the streets. They snap and like swat at each other when they think they find something, but just drop it when they find like a piece of glass or something like that as they begin picking their way through it. Sentry, as they pass you, the voices are, it's like they're yelling and screaming at you as they, you know, move in front down this, through this street. As you're there, you can feel them individually. There are voices trapped inside these, locked away like somebody banging on a closet or a trunk that they can't escape from. You can hear fear and anger and disappointment and regret and hunger kind of just calling out, desperate. But their forms, their minds so broken that they now just revert to this base nature, this creature that must survive, is all that's really left of their minds.
Can I commune with Prime?
You absolutely can.
I would like to do that, please.
Sure. The voice, you feel yourself dip, you feel your mind dip into that golden river of energy and beings and voices and minds that flows through you, every inch of you. There is a, when you dip into the pool, it's almost like you can sense that there are voices inside the matrix. Like before, where you could hear the feral guardians calling out in desperation, you feel a surge of strength, the voices calling out like, take me, I'll go. You can kind of hear them echoing through your mind. But eventually a familiar, large, commanding presence envelops you, and you know that Root is listening. What would you like to ask him?
Hey, Root. There's so many of them. Can they be saved?
Yes. It will not be easy. You have only experienced this once. Direct interface with a matrix to transfer a soul. But it is possible. If you have the strength and the will, you could try and convert more than one. I was able to once save hundreds of guardians before their deaths, taking them into the matrix, but it is strenuous, difficult. It could cause you great pain, great suffering, but it is possible.
Well, I've come back from Hadar, not without help, but it's happened. Sorry about that, by the way.
You did what was expected of a Prime. You sought to save one, even one that had turned its back on us. I knew I'd made a right choice when you made that decision.
Thank you. That means a lot. So how do we do this?
You will know how. But you must speak with them. You cannot do it from secrecy. They will need to see you. You will need to link your mind to their matrix, connect them to the Prime, transfer the souls as you have before. But to do so with numerous targets, to do so at range without physical touch, makes it much harder. On you and on them.
Okay. They used to scare me so much, the thought of being one of them, but I understand. I just feel sad. I always wish we had more time.
You now have the power to give it to them.
Okay. Okay.
With that, you feel Root sort of drift away, the energy of the commune sort of spent. You can feel his spirit drifting off, but with a sense of possibility, at least.
Okay. I'm going to walk out to the square.
Okay. You're going to stay invisible?
For now, yeah.
Okay. You begin to follow them. Let me just make a quick check. None of the rest of you, Quill, you hear sentry. You hear footsteps stepping away, but you don't see anything.
Probably messengering. What's happening? Who's moving? Stay still.
Quill doesn't have one. Anybody who's got a passive perception of 16 or higher will hear footsteps, but you don't see anything.
I want to message Sentry and say, I know what you're doing. Do you want us to come with you?
I don't want to put you in danger.
I don't want you to be in danger.
I need to trust that I can do this.
I'm going to say something about it.
Okay. Sentry, you begin following them. You get maybe sort of maybe 100 feet away from your companions as you follow this pack moving down the street. One of them stops and turns. And it's looking. The others stop, kind of like knock it on the side. It kind of snaps back and like looks around. And again, you feel that sensation within this one that's, you think, heard or seen or has, you know, felt your presence. There's a fury. There's an anger in there. Anger at itself. Anger at its enemies. Anger at whoever left it here to die. There is so much anger there, but it's anger from fear. It's anger from fear of being alone. It's born from that.
I'm gonna call out to it. I'm sorry. I know how you feel.
And they kind of like snap around. Do you want to drop the invisibility or are you going to stay invisible?
I'll drop it.
Okay. When you drop it, all of them kind of turn. The rest of you see Sentry appear like 100 feet away. They all snap around and they immediately like fan out, almost like pack animals, you know, like raptors in Jurassic Park, like taking on a an offensive sort of look. You feel this desperate, like, hunger. They can sense power in you, but they're also, there's a reluctance that you didn't see when you first came to the City of Glass. These, you expected something, these feral guardians would have attacked immediately, sensing magical energy, but there's a hesitation there. There is a fear. It's like animals, like wolves before an alpha. They can sense this power from you, but they're looking around, counting their numbers, weighing up their decisions. And you begin to feel all of their different emotions, fear, anger, hate, hunger, regret. You feel all these things echoing from these eight feral guardians.
Can I... I'll close my eyes and focus on what they're feeling, but can I try and like present to them feelings of just calm and safety and peace and just, yeah.
Sure. Make a persuasion check for me as you try and exude these emotions out from you.
Fuck. 8 plus 6, 16. 14.
Do you want to use Driven to Purpose or any other abilities
yes,
that you have?
Yes, I'm going
to
use it.
Sure.
So that's 20.
20. It's enough that their emotions are still there, but now there is, the aggression is dimming away, and there's a curiosity, a kind of a fear, but curious as to what you are, and they still surround you, keeping themselves defensive, keeping themselves at a distance from you. But there's, you can feel this connection. You feel that as you've sent out these emotions, you almost begin to imagine like these golden tendrils, like these golden lines stretching out from you and connecting to these faded gray lines coming from them. And you feel their negative emotions pushing on you like a force, kind of threatening to press against you, and you exude out and you feel these more positive, calming, supportive emotions stretching out to you, pushing their gray lines back to them. At this point, Sentry, you have a chance with the Matrix. For each guardian, you can attempt to establish a connection and take the feral, the sentience in to the Matrix and replace it with a new one. For every one that you do, I need you to roll a d20. And it's, you can do it one at a time. You choose, like, as you stretch out. This is a risk, you know, each one you have to decide, do you push it? How much do you push this? And I will tell you now, the more you try and do, the harder it becomes. So
okay,
it's kind of a, like, how much do you push yourself to, like, try and affect as many of them as you can?
Okay, do I say how many I want to do now, or do I just...
Yeah. You say now how many you want to try and affect. There's eight in total.
8 in total.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do 2 for now.
Okay, sure. All right. So, for the first one, I'd like you to roll a d20, please.
It's a 1.
Oh, sure. My God.
You stretch out, and as you make that connection, you feel your mind becoming overwhelmed by pain, by grief, by sadness. You gain one level of exhaustion. You can keep trying, but you have to decide again how many are you going to affect. And they, you sense that as you kind of push these feelings onto them, the guardians kind of snap back, now looking around. They're beginning to become more agitated, and they begin like drawing claws. You can see their like hands stretching into attack formations, but you still have a chance here. You still feel yourself connected to them.
Let's do another one. It can't get any worse than that, surely.
How many do you want to try and affect? It's like you kind of had your concentration broken.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
8.
8, that's okay. With just one this time, you feel that connection connect. The golden tendril sends itself into the matrix of this feral guardian, and you feel this kind of shriveled, scared spirit. You welcome it in, pulling it along the golden line like a tributary of a river, grabbing their hand and pulling them into the matrix, where you feel that spirit turn to peace. and you have an opportunity to send a spirit back to this body. And again, it's always up to you, a warrior, an artisan, an artist, a scholar. You decide who goes back into this body. It's a rusted body, beaten up, but it's not beyond repair.
I'll do a warrior.
Okay, you send this warrior-like spirit flowing back through. And there is a burst of golden light. You see the Feral Guardian's eyes glow golden. The matrix in its chest glows golden. The others look at it in a fear. They start like, ah, ah, ah. They look around and they just scatter. They just, all seven of them just rush off in all different directions, afraid of whatever power this is, not understanding it as they disappear. But when you open your eyes and you feel that connection drop, stood before you, the golden eyes slowly begin to turn into a pale blue. And a softer, more feminine voice kind of speaks like,
Sentinel Prime, thank you for this new body. I am honored to serve.
Salutes, bows their head.
Welcome back.
My name is Archer.
Archer, it's lovely to meet you. I'm glad I could at least bring one of you back.
I'm sorry that the others seem to have run off. I felt the spirit transfer, but I'm afraid that it was quite badly damaged. It may be some time before that spirit is ready to enter a new body again.
It's okay. It's a lesson learned.
I'm afraid that I'm not sure if I will be much use in a combat until I can procure some arms. This body seems to be quite weakened and ravaged. I'll need some repairs before I'm fully functional.
That's okay. We'll look for some arms for you. I'm sure there must be some around here somewhere.
I'm sure. Are you all right, Sentinel Prime? I could feel that made you weary.
I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
Let's take you back to the others for now.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for doing this.
She kind of comes up and she puts like an arm, like to help you, like support you if you're tired, or you know, just even just stand next to you if you kind of shrug her off, like she'll just follow you. The rest of you see all this take place. It happens in seconds, by the way. Like, you guys saw Sentry appear. There was a flash of golden light, and then the others just all ran away, basically. You know, like 2 rounds, 6 seconds, 12 seconds.
It worked. I'll drop invisibility as well, if it's safe. It seems like everyone else scared that was evil.
The Feral Guardians have run. You haven't heard them return.
Well done, Sentry. You did it. Hello.
Thank you. I did it. This is Archer.
Greetings, Storm Chasers. I am familiar with you, thanks to Sentry's previous experience.
Wow. They got all caught up really quick. Fantastic.
We are aware of everything that Sentinel Prime experiences since she has inputted the Matrix. We have an awareness of it, not details, but your faces, your names, your deeds with Sentinel Prime leave such a strong emotional impression that all Guardians will know you, know your faces, know your skills, know what you mean to Sentinel Prime.
Does that mean that you like warm plates too?
There is nothing. I feel that it is a comforting sensation. Of course we do. All Guardians are. We do not have skin and muscles, but we can feel warmth. We can feel well-made things. Those things bring us comfort, as perhaps a warm blanket would for yourselves.
And your favorite color is green, right?
We are not of the same mind of Sentinel Prime. We are our own individuals. It is more that we are just... think of it as though we have been watching or watching your activities through her eyes. But we have our own preferences. My preferred color is blue.
It's a good color.
I can work with blue. Blue's good. Welcome to the team, Archer. The first of many, I imagine... Sentry, you did it.
I did it.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you, Quill.
Now, how do we do more of that? Like, this city's full of Feral Guardians. How do we do more of that?
It's very hard. I can only get the one out of the eight. I wish I could have got more. One of them was very difficult.
One is a angry start. Yeah, hi, me. That's me.
You've got the smart things. Surely there's a way we can amplify. Maybe something in the City of Glass.
I was going to say, Sentry, do you... Is there any way that you think that we can help? Can we power your... Whatever it is that you use to make this transfer? If we calm Feral Guardians, or what can we do to assist?
That's a good question.
Would you like me to give you an answer?
If you could, please. Yes.
You don't think that even Nova with her Magitek and Lucius, even though Lucius clearly has some sort of connection, like has some way to connect with Guardian spirits, the process of the Matrix is very much you, and it's the nature of the Prime Matrix to the Guardian Matrixes that works. But for you, it was exhausting because you had to bear the brunt of all those negative emotions, all those years of anguish. If you had your friends there, if they could give you support and encouragement, if you could be connected to them in some way to help give you a mental fortitude, that would be useful to you. In terms of like an amplification, based on what you just experienced there, the range wasn't particularly long, but it's almost like it's like a radius around you, right? Like if you're in the middle of something, you might be able to affect a wider area because you can affect all around you. Maybe if you had other guardians, maybe there might be a way that you could almost use other, you know, sentient guardians to amplify the signal, like pass it through their matrixes into the matrixes of others. You could almost use it like a daisy chain, you know, you could send it out through that way, perhaps.
I'm sorry, Sentry. You've just performed this miraculous feat and you're exhausted from it. We shouldn't be putting this much pressure on you at all.
You're not putting any pressure on me at all. I want to do as many as I can, as soon as I can. While we're here, there's so many guardians that need help.
And the more we can get on our side whilst there is an invasion happening on the City of Glass, the better and more lives we can save.
Exactly.
Yes, but Sentry did also get hit by an airship, so maybe let's have a little rest and then we can find some more. And hey, we can be backup. If something goes wrong, we can help defend you.
We could do some tests, maybe like, try out different things, try to see what works, like... We've got Archer now. Maybe we can use Archer.
Of course.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the plan? You guys have a brief moment. It seems that this particular patrol obviously is gone, but you still are far away from... You don't know where Herald is. The actual front lines of the battle were happening outside the main gates of the City of Glass. Miles, you know, into the actual Peninsula Valley. What's the plan? Like, where do you go from here? You're in the City of Glass, but what's the next steps?
Okay, let's take a break. Ayla's right. Some need rest more than others, so we'll just take a break and figure out the plan after that. I can try and locate Herald after then, but the city is huge. I can only do this for an hour. But the moment I can latch on to Herald, we'll know exactly where she is. It's just getting to that place first. We need to figure out where we're going to go next.
All right.
Good idea.
I'm not too bad, so I can take first lookout.
Sure. So is the plan you guys want to take a long rest? Or a short rest?
I'm okay with a short. A shorty, yeah. It's up to everyone else.
Shorty. I'm good with short. All right. You guys can easily find like a building to duck into and take a short rest, like keeping watch and you know, keeping patrol. If it's only a short rest, it's much less likely that you'll be discovered. You guys take a short rest. There's no interruptions. You're not attacked or found or anything like that. However, almost as you are finishing up that hour long, Quill, you receive a very garbled sending message. Keelek, horizon, difficult, fleet strong, not much longer, status report, and it seems it's Rain's voice speaking to you, Commander Rain.
I mean, you'd say the right thing so that all the correct messages get in. landed in the city of glass, in the city of glass, trying to find Herald. We're safe. One airship down.
You maybe like a few moments later, you get another report. Is saw ship ground forces overrun, getting close now, pulling back. That's it.
Okay, I think Horizon has to back off for a bit, and the fight outside of the city sounds like it's not going too well. I don't think we have a huge amount of time. If we get to Herald as soon as we can, that'll be before the enemy army makes it into the City of Glass. So we need to move now.
Right.
Or as soon as.
Yes, we can do that.
As a reminder, out of game, don't forget about if you take a short rest, you can spend hit dice. Those will come back. Cool. So you can spend those. Sentry, that exhaustion does not go away after a short rest. It's a long rest, I'm afraid.
Ah, yes, the exhaustion. Yes.
But you can spend hit dice, get hit points back as you need to. Any abilities or spells that you get back on a short rest, you get those back, and everything else. And, you know, I think what I'm going to do is it's cutting it much, much earlier, but I know that Kim wants to do football. We've got messages to read. Also, I want to prep properly for the city because I did expect we'd spend most of today fighting an airship. So I want to make sure I've got lots of nice prep and we can have a cool thing going forward into the City of Glass. Okay. So I think we're going to wrap things up there, I think.
Fair enough.
A lovely little short rest, but a lovely little bit with Sentry at the end. That was certainly very cool. I'm glad that we got
also,
we know
how it works.
Thank you.
In a way, not necessarily how difficult it is, but we know that a natural one on the first roll, that ain't going to cut it.
It's not good. What I'm going to do, Rhiannon, is in the week, I am going to upgrade the Prime Matrix, having had this experience, which will convey some of the details of how you can help Guardians, basically.
Awesome. Cool.
But also a little bit of a cheeky upgrade in there as well. As you feel that connection growing strong.
Throw another leg.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Cool. But out the side.
And now a tripod.
An arm.
I mean, four-arm sentry would be pretty dope.
That would be cool.
That would be cool as hell.
Like Goro.
I'm thinking about that guy from Star Wars, General Grievous. Grievous? The robot?
Grievous. General Grievous.
Yeah. General Kenobi!
Hello there.
I had like 8 arms and all of them were holding a shield.
The pinwheel.
I feel like that was a Dark Souls boss like that. Not pinwheel.
Sure. Need to get you some more shields.
Pinwheel.
Just her own little bastion. That'd be amazing.
Nice.
Pinwheel of shields.
Don't commit war crimes.
I will see you. We'll see you hopefully very soon for more Dungeons & Dragons here on High Rollers D&D. Until then, take care. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.